The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone. And on this Thanksgiving Day, thank you all for being here and participating in this daily meditation we've been doing. Many of you have been coming for a long time, and I'm grateful for that, and grateful that we've been able to have this time together and share the Dharma together and the practice. And certainly I felt very much the large sense of community of people participating, and I hope that all of you also will feel some sense of that you're actually participating in a maybe a loose community, but definitely a Dharma community, sharing something wonderful, and perhaps also together bringing a good influence into our world. So, one of the characteristics of being free, and freedom as being one of the goals of Buddhism, is to not be limited in an unhealthy way, that our life force, our ability to be present, our ability to love, to be with others, be with ourselves, is not limited by bracing ourselves from life, or closing down, or withdrawing, or identifying too strongly with whatever's happening, including our discomfort, including our comfort. Not identifying strongly with our desires and our aversions, our preferences, so that something inside can feel open and unlimited. And one of the things we're exploring in meditation, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, is how to have a sense of no limitations. Nothing defines us, nothing restricts us, nothing diminishes us, including any desire or wish to be unlimited, to become and identify with being unlimited, and to prefer that. So it's a little bit, you know, so there is a little protection from overdoing this stuff. And this delightful thing of being not limited, not restricted. So to be able to sit here and breathe with what is symbolic or represents just being with what is. But breathing through it, breathing with it, being mindful of it, where the mindfulness itself, and maybe the breathing, is not defined by whatever comfort or discomfort is happening. So assuming a posture which will support you confidently in being open, not collapsing, not diminishing yourself in any way, but not puffing yourself up. A posture that maybe has some stability and strength, as if the posture can manage fine with whatever happens. The posture has a capacity to hold whatever goes on for us without us collapsing to it. In lowering your gaze, softening your focus, And perhaps gently closing the eyes. And to then gently, maybe slowly as it's comfortable, take a few long, slow, deep breaths. One of the functions of the deep inhales is to stretch up against and through maybe places of tension and holding in the body, places where we are kept limited. Gently, almost as if you enjoy it, take a deep breath, stretching into the chest, the shoulders, especially the places that are still held or tight. And then on the exhale, to relax. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And with a normal breathing, whatever that is for you right now, imagine that your breathing moves freely through whatever way you feel uncomfortable, any way that you feel contracted or tense, agitated in your body or your mind. Imagine that your breathing can just move through that gently, like a salve that soothes whatever is there. Perhaps relaxing as you exhale. Then settling down to just breathing, experiencing how the body, feeling how the body experiences breathing. And letting breathing be at the middle of everything, as if maybe your person is doing very fine work, even with lots of activity in the room around you, you get completely absorbed in the work you're doing. Something that's delicate and careful, it needs to be carefully done. Watch repair or surgery. And let yourself kind of imagine that the breathing is the delicate work that you give yourself over to. Partly so you're not defined or reactive to anything else. You leave everything else alone. Let everything else take care of itself. And for these minutes, breathe mindfully. That's the work at hand for now. And if other things arise that are strong, stay with your breathing. That's where the work is. But breathe through or breathe with this other thing. after these minutes of meditating, is there some better quality capacity you have for being simply present for yourself? And search around inside for your capacity for simple presence, open, available to experience, not asserting yourself and not distracted, but here, with a simple attentiveness. Maybe an attention that's embodied mindfulness. And how might you call upon this capacity today? How might you let it come to the forefront so that you are not limited by circumstances? And as we come to the end of the sitting, may our capacity for simple presence, simple attention, embodied attentiveness, allow us to listen deeply to others, to receive others in our hearts, to make room for our friendliness, our goodwill, and may it be that this day and all days that we spend time actively expressing goodwill and well-wishing for others and for the world, and to do so in a way that it's at the same time a good thing for our own hearts, that it's medicine for ourselves as well. So it's not a duty to have goodwill. It's more like a healthy momentum arising from ourselves. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. And may our capacity for simple attentiveness, unrestricted, unlimited attentiveness, contribute to these things happening. May we be a force of goodness in this world.